Episode 1714, Just Okay is Not Okay.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day, sound the alarms. Oh, yes, it is Friday. Oh, my goodness, I cannot believe it. We made it through the week. Come on now, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. We are going to have some fun because Just Okay is Not Okay. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when it comes to our children, Just Okay is Not Okay. We want the best for them. We want them to have so many opportunities that we didn't have growing up. Is that wrong? Is that right? It's not about right or wrong, is it? No, the key is not living your child's life. He or she needs to make decisions that are best for him or her, obviously age-appropriate decisions, right? We can't ask a 2-year-old to make the decisions that a 22-year-old would make. They're on totally different spectrums. They have no idea what's going on. Just okay is not okay, though. But for some reason, we think our hands need to be all up in their business. We think we know best. And at times, we most certainly do. But as our children grow up, they must become responsible for their actions. They have to become responsible for their schedules, for their interests, who they're hanging out with, for their hobbies, for their friends. If they're choosing their own church, if they're going on a summer camp, where are they going to? They need to get in the game of life. Just okay is not okay. What we think is serving our children may be actually holding them back, or we're forcing them into something that they really don't want to do. Both of my daughters danced when they were younger. Our oldest absolutely loved it. She has been dancing, still is. Gosh, and she was 3 years old. I mean, basically, she was dancing out of the womb. But she was a dancer, always has been. But our youngest daughter was not real hip on the idea. She did it because, well, mom said so. That's how she started. And yes, because she looked adorable in pink. But guess what? She doesn't like pink. Go figure. But for a while, yes, I wanted her to do that. I wanted her to experience it. But there came a point that it didn't meet the goal that she had in mind. She had to make the decision to stop dancing. It just wasn't her thing. And guess what? Mom had to be okay with that. Because just okay is not okay. We want to almost like totally orchestrate our children's lives. We think we've got it all figured out. I know. I've had 5. I've experimented on all 5 of them. All 5 of them are so uniquely wired. Yet they have similarities. It's amazing. And I look at them and I'm going, oh my gosh, you would think if I got it right with this one, I could repeat it and be right with the 2nd, the 3rd, the 4th, or the 5th, whichever line I'm talking about, whichever child it is, right? Oh no, so wrong. Just because I got it right for one doesn't mean I got it right for another because they're so different. We have to be careful how we love our children into activities and forced involvement. Now, this I know is a very, very touchy subject. In fact, you might already be getting a little hot under the collar with me that I'm even raising this issue. But I think it's a topic of conversation we need to have. Yes, it's great that we want our children to experience a little bit of everything. I get it. But just because you think they have a talent or should not do it right, doesn't mean it's right for them. Just because one day your child hits this perfect hole in one doesn't mean that they need to be a golfer for the rest of their life. Maybe that was pure luck. And what happens year after year after year, that child says, Mom, I'm really not interested. I really don't care about golfing. Like, oh, but you're so good at it. And they're feeling like, no, really, I'm not. And I don't feel good when I do it. It's not my thing. But you see, for some strange reason, we as parents, we keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. I know I did for a while, my children. But there came a point in our life. And yes, it was during our tornado. Things needed to change. Why? We had five children. We had two of them were in middle school, and then our youngest was preschool. So we had quite the range. And we had everybody involved in three or four activities. Do you know what that looks like on a daily basis? Chaos isn't even a good word for it. Think about when you go to a zoo. That was more like it. And the crazy thing was, is I was doing it all myself. My husband had to take care of the family financially. It was his job. Why? Because I was the CEO of the family. I was staying home. I was homeschooling them for a while, and then we had moved, and so we were transitioning, and we put them at that point in time into public school. Actually, right before the move, we actually had them in private school. Missed that part there. There's a lot to keep track of in our family. We had a lot of things to juggle. And my husband raised a very good point. When I come home, I never see you all. He was right. Because they would come home from school. We would get things ready. And guess what? We were out the door to what? Activities. And the young ones had to come too. Why? Didn't matter. They couldn't stay home by themselves. They weren't old enough to stay home by themselves. I didn't have family around to watch them. So they came, whether they wanted to or not. At one point, when they were a little bit younger than middle school, let me think here. I think they were about first grade to second grade was our oldest. And we would travel 45 minutes to go to gymnastics. Now that's crazy. But oh, they were all good at it. And yes, we had three of the five in it. And at that time, we had a newborn. You want to talk about crazy? Oh, it was a zoo. We were a party every single day. Monkeys, I mean, you name it. We would go, and that time we were homeschooling. And so we would go 2 to 3 days a week, mind you, for the three older ones at different times. And so, no, they couldn't stay home because Dad was doing his thing. And, you know, he wouldn't be home before I could go. We were 45 minutes away. So that's an hour and a half round trip. So everybody had to go. I would pack dinners with us. We would eat on the road. We had our big, huge custom van. I'd load them all up in there. I mean, that was like our second home. Well, we moved multiple times. And long story short, bringing it back to the tornado, when my husband said, enough is enough. I can't do this anymore. I've fallen out of love with you. I'm done. I really began to look at our family lifestyle. What was serving who? Was it really for the kids, or was it more for me or for Dad or for the world, for society, for my friends? What was it? And that was really before I was even engrossed into social media. And I still to this day am not engrossed in social media. It's there. I participate once in a while. If you follow me, you're probably like, are you ever going to post? I enjoy real interaction. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes, and let's really have a talk. Because that's where I thrive. That's what I love. Face to face, phone to phone, even text to text. But I'm not one who's this social media guru thing that just like loves it. I'll go on. I'm out there, but it's not really my forte. I want that personal interaction. And so I really had to look at, how is this serving my child? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You got to ask the simple question, how is this serving my child? Just because you think they're talented, just because you think they really want to do this, doesn't mean they really should. It's a simple question to begin a crucial conversation as to what is working and what's not working. Just okay is not okay. It doesn't matter whether or not you're looking at this in regards to your child. If you're an empty nester, maybe you're like, oh, I'm so glad I'm over all of those stages. Yeah, maybe, but wait till your grandchildren come up. Or maybe you're going to be mentoring a family. It also can apply to your personal life. Are you involved in 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things? Just because you can say that you are? How is that serving you? You want your child to soar in his strengths. It's not about being everything to everybody. It's about being what? Uniquely you. You want your child to stand out because it's them. It's your daughter. It's your son. It's not about fitting in to the norm. It's about your child creating the norm for himself, for your daughter creating the norm for herself. Sometimes we think we have to put ourselves into these puzzles that society or the world, whatever you're a part of, even maybe just your friends that you hang out with, maybe all your girlfriends have all these cute, adorable girls and they're all dancing or they're all in competitive cheer. Just because they all are doesn't mean that your only daughter has to do it too. Maybe she wants to play soccer and she's really daggum good at it. Then let her play soccer. Now, I know this is a lot to throw on you, but I really believe we need to have these serious talks. Because we are overwhelming. As parents, we are overwhelming our children with, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. Why? Because we've got to make sure that you're doing all these things. So when it comes time for you to get into the college that you want to get into, you're going to be able to get in that college. Guess what? If they want to get in that college, I bet you they can get in that college. And it's not because they took 15 years of dance prior to. Now, if that's their ultimate love, then awesome. Let them soar in dance. If they absolutely love football, let them eat and breathe football. You know, I like all of it. But what breaks my heart is when I go to activities and events, even when I'm just walking into the grocery store, and I see a child in some form of a uniform because of the activity, whether it's like lacrosse or soccer, basketball, football, whatever it is, a cute dance leotard, right? With some sweatpants over it. I look at the mom. Mom's tired. I look at the child, and the child is dragging. Sometimes when we're in the middle of the mess, we can't see how big the mud and how thick it is because we're covered in it ourselves and it just looks normal. Is it really worth your child to be involved in absolutely everything? Because at some point, your child is going to run into something called limitations. You've probably hit that too, right? Time is not limitless. We have 24 hours in a day. And if your child is trying to cram in 5 main activities in 24 hours, it's not going to happen. And as they grow older, they're going to get weaker. Because they're not going to be able to handle it. They're going to become stressed. They're going to become anxious. And they're going to live an overwhelmed life. And all that kind of stuff leads to many other things down the road. Some, yes, can lead to mental health issues. I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to open up a door to a closet that we like to keep closed. Why? Because we think we're doing what's right by the child. But just okay is not okay. Why keep stuffing your child's day with busyness? Ask yourself the question, how is this serving my child? You know, one thing I've learned with raising five independent, unique, and talented children, and yes, I'm their mama, and I'm going to tell you they are talented and gifted all on their own. They each have their own woo-woo. It's awesome. I love it. I love watching them. And I do my best as a mom to push them in their strengths, to guide them. But I have to make room for them to grow and experience life. And they can't do that if I'm telling them to run a marathon, three of them every single day. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's not about three marathons in a day. It's one step. One step. It's not about cramming it all in. It's not about being everything to everybody. It's not about you living out your dreams through your child. Just okay is not okay. So number one, give them room to grow in their strengths and their weaknesses. Give them that room. Give them that space. Yes, when they're younger, they need you to what? Help them, to guide them, to train them. But as they get older, they need to start what? Making some decisions on their own. And it's hard. I know with my kiddos, when we were going through that craziness and we were living like a zoo, I was like, okay, enough is enough. You guys are going to each pick two things and that's it. I draw the line. And some things were duplicated. Like they had no choice. So we had Wednesday nights at church. We had Sunday at church. That was not an option. And so they had activities that went in conjunction with that. But then they had two other things on top of that. What did they want to choose? Some said, I don't want anything but one thing. And it only happens this part of the year. I'm like, great. Then that's where we'll focus. And when you're not doing something, guess what? That gives you space to what? Read, to do something else, to be creative, whatever it is that speaks to your child, give them room to grow. Number two, set them up for success by allowing them to pick and choose. That was the best gift I gave my children. I've done a lot of things wrong and I've done a lot of things right. And that is one thing I did right. Is I allowed them to pick and choose. Do you think I was part of their conversation though? As to, oh, what do you think about this and that? Yeah, I was part of that. I wanted to help guide them. I wanted to make sure they were thinking clearly. Especially if they're younger, if they're like third, fourth, fifth grade and they're kind of trying to pick and choose. Well, do I want to play football and do tackle football? But I really love the viola. I'm not sure which one do I go for. Well, for me, I love both. I'll go to your concerts or I'll go to your football games. But it was really allowing them to sit there and say, okay, these are really my strengths in both areas. These are my weaknesses. These are my pros. These are my cons. What do I want now? And guess what? There's not a wrong answer. Because if they go for one and they're like, yeah, I don't think I'm really interested in that. And a year and a half later, they've committed, but they're like, you know what? Next season, I want to do football. Guess what? Sign them up. It's okay. It's not a one and done. So set them up for success. Allow them to pick and choose. And finally, number three, support with encouraging words and lots of hugs. You think you had it tough growing up. And we probably did. But our kids nowadays, it's in their face all the time. There is competition and comparison every minute of their waking day and night. And whether or not you acknowledge that that is affecting your child, I'm here to tell you, it does. And 30 years from now, when those studies are done, it's going to show how social media changed how we interact as a human species. We've got to support our children with encouraging words and lots and lots and lots of hugs. You are the world to your child. Do you hear me? You mean the world to them. They're not going to tell you that. Why? Because you're mom. Why? Because you're dad. They don't want you to know that, yeah, they're absolutely head over heels and what you say really does matter, because that's just uncool. You may have one or two times that will come out of your mouth, and relish those one or two times. Write it down. Put it somewhere in your safety deposit box so you always know that this is when my daughter said this, because it happened so few of times. But I'm telling you right now, you mean the world to your child. So be very careful not to let your desires overcome their interest and their experiences. You're here to guide them, to keep them safe, to protect them, and to train them, right? To raise them up so they can go out and impact the world that they touch. You have a huge responsibility, one that I know you don't take lightly, but I know it's frustrating. Why do you think we call Fridays Confessions of an Upset Mama? Because it's not easy. Parenting is the hardest job you will ever have. And I don't even like saying that it's a job. It truly is a privilege. It's an honor. And it's downright scary at times. I look at my children, I'm going, oh my gosh, the Lord blessed me with five beautiful babies to take care of. And to think that I wanted like 12, I would have taken them. And I'm sure I would have made thousands of more mistakes. But one thing I have learned is that as your children grow, as they go through the different stages in life, we too as parents are growing. They just don't grow, but we do too. So guide them, train them up. So as they continue to grow and they're going through these different phases of life, and you are too, ask yourself that question: how is this serving my child? If it's not a real positive answer, you probably have your answer that maybe that shouldn't be happening right now. But if the pros outweigh the cons and they're absolutely in love with it, then do the do. But just okay, it's not okay. It's not about just getting by. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Your child was created on purpose for a purpose. And together, you're a family on purpose. It didn't happen by accident. So hold your head up high. You're an incredible parent. And I know it gets tough. So if you're like, okay, I'm kind of done with this overwhelm feeling, I need to find a way to breathe and get through this phase and this stage that my child is going through. If that's you, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. You know, I already told you, I'm very much that personal interaction kind of gal. So I want to give that gift to you. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. We will set up a call, either via Skype, on the phone, depends on where you are in the world. And we will chat about your situation, where you are. Click on that link. I cannot wait to hear from you. You know, there are times that I go through and I'm thinking, I'm not really sure what I want to say today. I'll even ask my kiddos, what do you think I should talk about for confessions? And there are some things that just, man, come at me like, whoa, hits me right in the gut. And I'm like, oh yeah, we're talking about that. There may be things out there in the world, in the media, that I'm like, I probably should address that. And then there are other things that I'm like, you know, it's not talked about a lot, but we need to raise some awareness. And this, I believe, is one. It's not about what everybody else says that you should be doing for or with your child. Just okay is not okay. It's about doing what is serving your child. How can you serve your child? Ask yourself that question. You'll begin to do things a little bit differently when you dive into that. You're doing an awesome job. I know it's not easy. So go get your errands done so you can enjoy the weekend. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.